KSJE and the Farmington Public Library present Quintos, Hanna, and Tales.
Hello, my name is Kristen DeVargas. I work as a youth services technician at the Farmington Public Library. And today I'm going to be reading you some books. My theme is unicorns and dinosaurs, which I have good authority that this is super popular with our preschoolers. So my first book that I'm going to read to you is called Unicorn Thinks He's Pretty Great. This book is by Bob Shea. There are a lot of different things around here since that unicorn moved in. I thought I was pretty cool when I rode my bike to school, says the goat. Until that show-off went flying by. Or the time I made marshmallow squares that almost came out right. He made it rain cupcakes. Then, at the big talent show, I was dropping my signature dance moves. When he steps up with some serious prancing and wins first prize. That's not all. It gets much, much worse. Check out this magic trick I totally invented. Okay, close your eyes and keep them closed as my little goat is in his pocket. Ta-da! He pulls out a coin. While your eyes were closed, I pulled this quarter out from behind your ear. Nice, right? Well, when I get to school to try it out, it turns out he's churning stuff into gold. Like toast and kitty cats and backpacks and footballs. I can't follow that. Dopey Unicorn thinks he's so great. How can anyone be friends with that guy? As my goat puts a plunger on his head. Look at me. I'm a unicorn. I think I'm so cool. Blah, 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 blah. Well, this goat isn't buying it. As I eat some pizza. Great. Here he comes. What is that heavenly smell? Asks the unicorn. Goat cheese pizza. I'm a goat. What? Says unicorn. Goats have cheese? Unicorns don't have cheese. May I try? Mm-hmm. This cheese is fantastic. So creamy and delicious. Goat says, it's also good smeared on a tin can or sprinkled on some garbage. Lucky, says unicorn, I can only eat glitter and rainbows. Darn my sensitive stomach. Whoa, what's your hooves? Those things are out of control. Oh, these? Asks the goat. These bad boys are cloven. It means that they split at the end. They let me climb up steep hills or climb to the top of mountains. Oh, man, I can't stand there or climb those stupid regular hooves, says the unicorn. Don't be so hard on yourself, says the goat. Just look at your fantastic horn. That thing is nuts. Donuts. It's just good for show. All it's good for is pointing, says the unicorn. I can't play soccer. One headbutt and it's game over because I popped the soccer ball. Pain in the neck, horn. Not you, though. I bet those awesome horns are perfect for soccer, says the unicorn. I have an idea, says the goat. With your magic and my awesomeness, we'd be an unstoppable team. As the goat imagines them as superheroes. Taste my cloven justice, says the goat. You've been unicornered, says the unicorn. Nice, right, says the goat. Hiya, whoop, ha! As my goat does karate. Sure, says the unicorn, or we can go to the park and play. You know something, unicorn, says the goat. I had a feeling we'd be friends. The end. Now my next book is called Dinosaur Mardi Gras by Diane de los Casas and illustrated by Marita Gentry. Around the corner and down the street, the dinos move to the mambo beat. All the great big beasts are out, getting ready for the parade route. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. On Napoleon and Claiborne, Allosaurus blows her horn. Diplodocus counts each doubloon. Gigantosaurus yells, we're rolling soon. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Down Napoleon roll the big beasts on a sweet king cake. Minnie feasts. Brachiosaurus throws his beads as Stegosaurus stands up and reads. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. On St. Charles, the huge crowd roars to see Rex, king of carnivores. Pterodactyl swoops through the crowd. They love the parade and cheer so loud. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Around Lee's Circle, they boom and bop. In front of the grandstand, the dinosaurs stop. The mayor toasts the king of the dinosaurs, and the crowd goes crazy when the T-Rex roars. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Moving in a groove into the carnival sound, the dinosaurs are the hippest beasts around. The mega monsters turn on Canal Street. Iguanodon wiggles to the marching band beat. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Oviraptor carries bundles of throws. Apatosaurus boogies while he's on the go. Pterodon spins and soars around. Crazy creatures love to party downtown. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Zygogosaurus dance Zydeco. Velociraptor takes Lucky Dog to go. Singing his catchy Mardi Gras tunes, the great Nodosaurotops swings and swoons. Mardi Gras, dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Passing magazine and nearing the end, big Seismosaur makes a friend. Triceratops stops and sings the blues. Spinosaurus taps his blue suede shoes. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Teclotopus is where the procession ends, in the Crescent City where the river bends. A jazz band plays a super cool groove. All the dinosaurs get up and bust a move. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Spectators gather in awe of the view. Beads fly from the floats of this motley crew. Throw me something, mister, the crazy crowd roars, and everyone hails the king of the dinosaurs. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. T-Rex waves goodbye until next year. The happy crowd chants a carnival cheer. He's jumping Dinosaur Mardi Gras. Hooray for all the jaws and claws. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, chomp, chomp. Dinosaur Mardi Gras, stomp, stomp. Down in New Orleans. Laissez le bon temps rugir. Let the good times roar. The end. And at the end of this book, there's a parade of words telling you all the different types of words that are used and described here at the end of the book. And at the very end, you can actually build a Mardi Gras shoebox float, which apparently is a tradition for school kids to do. And that was Dinosaur Mardi Gras by Diane de la Casas. And my next book is called Thelma the Unicorn by Erin Blabley. Thelma felt sad. In fact, she felt forlorn. You see, she wished with all of her heart to be a unicorn. Her best friend's name was Otis, and he liked her quite a lot. He said, "You're perfect as you are." But Thelma said, "I'm not." And that was when she saw it, a carrot on the ground. It gave her such a great idea. She squealed and jumped around. She took that simple carrot and tied it to her nose. "I'll say that I'm a unicorn. It might work. Who knows?" Well, as she did, a truck drove by. The driver rubbed his eyes. "Good grief, is that a unicorn?" he shrieked in surprise. As Thelma watched the swerving truck, it very nearly hit her. Would you believe that that truck was filled with nice pink paint and glitter? Thelma looked amazing. She was a unicorn, a pink and silver unicorn. "I'm special now," she cried out loud. And so a star was born. All across the whole wide world, her fans would cheer her name. They had held signs like, "I heart you." And Thelma loved it every bit. The fame, the fame, the fame. Thelma was a superstar. Her dreams had all come true. But soon she found that so much fame was kind of tricky too. You see, her fans were mad for her. They'd scream and cry and laugh. They chased her everywhere she went to get her autograph. In fact, they chased her all day long. It never stopped, even as she's hiding. They chased her while she exercised. They chased her while she stopped. "Please don't chase me anymore," she asked the screaming crowd. "We'll chase you all we want," they said. "We're fans, so it's allowed." And some of her fans were not her fans at all. No, some of them were really mean. Thelma was roller skating for charity, and people were throwing rocks at her. And some just did the meanest thing she'd really ever seen, like holding signs that say, "I don't like unicorns." One dark night, she felt quite sad, this famous little pony. She said, "I thought I'd feel great, but all I feel is lonely." And she's looking at a picture of her friend Otis. So with that, she changed her mind, this lovely unicorn. She cleaned off all her sparkles, and she ditched her magical horn, which was really only a carrot. And then she walked right past the crowd. They didn't even notice. She thought how nice it would be. She walked past people carrying signs that say, "Marry me, Thelma, and help me be a unicorn." She thought how nice it would be to see her lovely Otis. And when he asked her about her trip beneath their favorite tree, she simply said, "Oh, it was fun. But I'd rather just be me," as they're eating carrots. The end. And that was Thelma the Unicorn by Erin Blabley. Now, my final book that I'm going to read is called Buying, Training, and Caring for Your Dinosaur, written by Laura Joy Rennert and pictures by Mark Brown. Buying, Training, and Caring for Your Dinosaur. Choosing the right dinosaur for you. There is a dino for every kid and a kid for every dino. This guide will help you find the right one for you. Dinos make great pets, but some may need more housebreaking than others. Horned Triceratops. With his bony frill and three horns, Triceratops is a great watch dino. Please post "Beware of Dino" sign. Your mail carrier will appreciate this. He has horns for games of ring toss and cutting the cake at birthday parties. Just watch out for balloons. Ginormous Diplodocus. If bigger is better, then get a Diplodocus. Diplo will grow to be 90 feet long. Other kids have lemonade stands, but with Diplo, you can have your own roller coaster right in the front yard of the whole neighborhood. Four legs the size of columns for shelter from wind, rain, and snow or sun. Small head so that even though you can't let Diplo sleep in your bed, Mom's rules, she can rest her head on your pillow once the light is out. Winged Pterodon. If you love sports, Pterodon is the one for you. With Terry by your side, you'll catch fly balls in the stands at baseball games, and you'll always have the best seats in house. Long fourth finger, perfect for removing unnecessarily broccoli from dinner plates. And wings make a great extra blanket on cold nights and a hammock when you want to sleep under the stars on camping trips. Spiny, Spinosaurus. Even though she's a perfect buddy all year round, Spinosaurus is a great warm weather dino. On hot summer days, you can sit in the shade of Spiny's tail and drinking lemonades with your friends. Long tails for shooing flies or pesky sisters, and bony sail means Spiny makes an excellent sailboat. Sharptooth, Tyrannosaurus Rex. If you bring this dino home, be sure you have a sturdy leash. Obedient school is a must. It's difficult to get T-Rex under voice command. We're not sure where his ears are, if he has ears, because no one's gotten that close to check. Itty-bitty arms, we don't know what they're for, but we're glad there's something little about him. Big, and we do mean big teeth. The better to grin with, we hope. Large stiff tail to balance the weight of his huge head and his, did we mention, gigantic teeth. Starting off right, you're ready to go to the pet store to get your new dino. Probably mom and dad are out and cool Aunt Judy is babysitting. What do you need to bring dino home? 1. You need a long leash. You probably add a strong leash. 2. Be sure to buy lots of dino food. 3. Definitely get something to cover the couch. In fact, it might not be a bad idea to cover the whole living room. 4. Make Dino a soft, inviting bed of her own so she doesn't try to sleep in yours. Teaching an old dino new tricks. Your new dino has been around for millions of years. Some of his habits may be hard to change, but you can try. Sit. Dinos tend to sit when they want to, not when you want them to. We recommend giving Dino a treat when he obeys. No, you may not give your T-Rex, your little brother, as a treat. Yes, do check under Dino before saying sit. Heel, stop. Dinos love to go for walks and will stop when you tug on the leash. Unfortunately, there are times when Dino doesn't feel the tug, like when the neighbor's cat races by, or the neighbor's dog, or the neighbor's car. Oh well. Stay. Ha! Try telling a several-ton dino that he has to wait nicely for his dinner. Fetch. Fetch is a game that instinctively appeals to many dinos. Dinos will run to retrieve a stick or ball. We recommend a stick because balls usually don't last very long. Actually, neither do sticks. Make sure you throw the stick or ball far away from Dad's car. Roll over. Let's not even go there. Feeding your dino. Feed Dino 3 meals a day. 2. Plus snacks. You don't want Dino to be hungry when you put her in the backyard with your sister's cat. 3. Dinos love fancy meals, so you may not want to leave Dino alone with the holiday buffet or the Christmas tree. Bathing your dino. 1. Dress in clothes that you can get wet, very wet. 2. Have a lot of soap, sponges, towels, and friends on hand, especially since dinos can be very ticklish. Some moms get unhappy when the bath water runs out of the bathtub. into the hall and down the stairs. If this sounds like your mom, take Dino to the car wash instead. Exercising your dino. Most dinos need lots of exercise. If you ate a ton of food a day, you would too. Sign Dino up for your soccer league. Dinos make especially good goalies. Take Dino swimming. Dinos make wonderful flotation device and water slide. Hey, who needs a diving board? Taking Dino to school. 1. We recommend doing this only on days when you have show and tell. Dinos can be a bit distracting. 2. You should know that while dinos seem to like library time, librarians don't always like dinos. Taking Dino to the vet. Call ahead. Vets seem to prefer this. 2. Don't tell Dino it's time for his shots. Ever. 3. Don't try and take Dino to the vet with only mom. We're guessing you'll want dad and maybe all your aunts and uncles to help you. Traveling with Dino. Dinos are very good travelers, and they love to go visit grandma and grandpa, but moving them from one place to another can be an issue. By plane, buy extra seats, lots of extra seats, or charter a Kelso Catoris. Sometimes it's good to have wings that are 35 feet long. By car, make sure to leave the windows open. Extra leg room, or in this case, head and tail room, is always good. By other means, help the environment by saving gas. Drive Dino and leave the car at home. Going through the drive-thru can be a bit of a challenge, though. The nice things about Dino is that being away from home is never lonely when he's there. Now that you know how to buy, train, and care for your dinosaur, let's get to the most important thing. Dinos are for fun. Dinos love to have their bellies rubbed. We recommend making sure there's lots of room for a good belly rubbing before beginning. And like any pet, Dino mostly wants lots of TLC, tender loving care. A little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt either. They also love to cuddle. Be sure to pet their snouts, heads, and crests, and to scratch behind their ears or whatever they have. Most of all, hug your dino. Okay. Part of your dino every day. So enjoy your new pet and never forget, a dino is a kid's best friend. The end. So once again, my name is Kristen DeVargas from the Farmington Public Library, and the books that I just read to you are Unicorn Thinks He's Pretty Great by Bob Shea, Dinosaur Mardi Gras by Diane de la Casas, Thelma the Unicorn by Aaron Blabley, and Buying, Training, and Caring for Your Dinosaur, written by Laura Joy Rennert. For more information, please visit our website at www.infoway.org. All of these books are available at the Farmington Public Library, so please stop by and check them out.
This has been Quintos Hanna and Tales, presented by the Farmington Public Library and KSJE 90.9 FM.